Blog Talk Radio.
What's all that grease on your hand?
Oh, that there's possum fat. I can't throw straight at all lest I had put that on my hands first.
You're kidding.
No, sir. I've been throwing rocks like that since I was this high. Now I can't throw nothing that ain't smeared with possum fat.
Did I hear that right?
You sure did. He can't throw anything that isn't smeared with possum fat.
Look, Buzzy, maybe we can get the commissioner to legalize the possum ball.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Then, pick up that bottle you will find standing in the center of your dining room table.
Examine it carefully and read what it says in the very small print on the back of the label.
Note that its contents are invaluable for pea soup, falling ears, irritation of the nurglers, exterminating socks, and preserving eggs.
And that doctor strongly recommend it as a cure for the lurgy, the onset of the nadgers, spots before the ankles, soft shoulders, pink toenails, and acute emotion on the leg. So, wow! If you're feeling pimply and your knees are turning blue, don't be nervous, simply practice every morning, and you'll find that you, almost without warning, will be a hoo-ka-ooh.
Combat your infections with this latest thing. Follow the directions and bing!
Now the nights are colder, you'll find what to do. Right on the folder, just E-R-O-O.
Affects you, or you've got the flu. You'll find what protects you is ER Nicky New. Better than the whiskey, brandy, gin, or glue. Mike your liver frisky, does ER New.
And for making coffee, or for growing turf, I come in your coffee and your.
So if you get heated, don't get in a stew. Hold your breath, be seated, and
so when you're out of fuel and the rent is due, just a tiny spoonful will do.
And oh, our earth, oh, along earth, oh,
oh, that's better.
This is the Friday Possum Theme.
The bugaloo, the kind behind I've been low.
through the air, flying free, to wear a mask. Don't be dumb. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Friday Night Possum. A little bit hot out tonight. Yeah, a good-looking neighbor left his shades up. It's very hot out tonight. No, I'm kidding. There's nobody good peeping at in this neighborhood. If you're truly of course. Well, let's see. Welcome to the show. Week 8700 of the serious pandemic that keeps us all from, showering every day. Sometimes, yeah, it's brushing the teeth a time or two. So, in other words, to back myself.
You possum
out of this
puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Professor R.J. Gumby II, the son of
yes.
Gumby.
What a crowd. You got me shit. All right.
Woo!
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
We got a show.
I guess, man. I mean, the music, the sound stayed on all the way through to now.
So
that's a good sign that things may...
Exactly.
Gesundheit. I'm sorry. I hope everybody wasn't like, I hope you were all wearing your masks in the lounge is what I want to say there.
Well, you sneezed in the crook of your arm, didn't you?
Nah.
Like it was muffled? Nah, fuck it.
Just out into the stratosphere, man. I like watching them droplets fly.
That's right, man. Bugs are loose. Bugs are loose.
Bugs are loose, man. Gee, gee, gee. Yeah, man, I was around a bunch of kids, little kids with no masks. All the adults had masks today. But they took them off when I drew them. And, this one guy, he kind of looked like he had a cold, man. I'm like, I'm trying to rush that one along. Get out of here.
Well, there's some kind of age limit, don't they, where the kids don't have to wear it at a certain age or something or whatever?
Yeah, because they did a statewide mandate here in Ohio, but I think it's kids, I don't know, the age 7 or 10 or something. These were all preschoolers. Oh, some great kids, though. Hilarious.
Great drawing. I like the pictures, man. And the school put up the pictures, huh? They posted it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I never take pictures of kids without their parents' permission.
Yeah, of course.
So, they must.
You never know where
that
must go. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. Our good friend Beth told me one time, people, and this may be bullshit, but it just went, if that's true. Jesus Christ, You say, it's people like they'll download your, if you put up a picture of your kid or your grandkid or something.
Oh, yeah.
There's people that'll download them and then, you know, put their heads on porn and shit and share it around.
Like, what they do is they take it to Instagram and make it their pictures under a name. That shit, too. But, yeah, they could put it on, they could Photoshop it on porn,
Yeah, you don't want to, I mean, that's up to a person to decide whether they want their shit online, I think. But, that ship sailed. Uh-huh. What do we do? Shut up, Colin. It's that ship. That left.
Like you said, I don't think that. That's probably not. That's a little out, it's out of reach here.
I know.
But it's a possibility, I doubt it. Yeah.
You got to give it the sniff test, but I don't think it's something you should really lose any sleep
over. Not at all.
A lot of things like that. Oh, speaking of losing sleep, friend of the show, we had him on Monday night, briefly.
Okay.
Ricky the Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some bad news, gang. Yeah.
You got his ass?
Yep. Went out. I got these Boss mouse traps, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them an free advertisement.
Go for
it. Hotches.
They deserve it.
Palm Cat Press and Set Mouse Trap. It's a powerful, aggressive design. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And then you buy it. Now, it's kind of expensive because I swear to God, it worked. Like, I put the trap down at, 6 o'clock in the evening. I'm laying in bed. It's, 10 to 2 in the morning. Snap!
There you go.
They sell these little things of bait, squeeze bottle of bait, and it's just a liquid goo of some sort, but...
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh yeah, this is guaranteed better than cheese or peanut butter.
There you go.
And man, Ricky, he went down hard, baby.
Well, he was a wise guy.
Is she boy? Cut him in half, man. Fucker was dead. And the other thing that's cool about them, they're pretty easy to dispose of. There's an end you can pick up and just throw it away without. Getting mouse guts on your hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish there was. And let me say, I wish there was a live capture trap that was good. And I may try this goo next time. I have a live trap.
Uh-huh.
I'll do that. I'll try the goo in the live trap. If it works,
life
is
goo. Yeah.
I'll let him go. But I'm not gonna tolerate. Being roommates with no fucking vermin, okay?
Oh,
no offense.
Fuck it.
No offense. No offense to, human vermin or anybody that might, tuning in. So anyway, but the cool part is I no longer have a chooch bucket in my bathroom because when I was there, I finally bought the right part for my turlet. What an amazing upgrade. It's like a $7 part, right? And it's like if my bathroom's 100% nicer, you don't have to reach in the tank and pull the chain and. It's just not a. It's not classy. Got no. So, anyway, good trip to the hardware store.
Good for you.
This week. Yeah.
Good for you, man.
I love coming out on top.
Budget. Nice.
The mouse traps, they were pricey, but. Gee whiz, you can't argue.
Okay.
Results,
The magic's in the goo.
Yeah, I think it's the goo. I definitely think it's the goo. All right. I just mentioned her name. I mentioned the chooch bucket. And, she is chooch. Very cool. All right. So much stuff, man. When we skip a show, there's a million things left over, and so the wide variety of things to choose from.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's going to make it, yeah, it makes it interesting.
All right. So what is this? But I have to figure out what they are.
Da, 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 de, de, de.
Oh, Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah, the guy that... Now, yeah, you got to set it up. Remember how Ted Nugent got out of serving in Vietnam, right?
Did he shit his pants?
Well, I was going to say, his dad wasn't rich enough to pay a doctor to say he had bone spurs. He had to actually work hard for it, and he pooped his pants for 2 weeks, and then he went into the induction office with 2 weeks of poop in his pants, and they told him to go home. So you got to hand it to this guy. Piece of shit asshole, but,
That's dedication, baby.
Here we go. Back in time. Back in time.
Here I am, Maul.
There's
Bam, bam, boomin'.
his book Rule Double.
Uh-huh.
The Funny Hop.
Funny Hop, that was.
Oh, yeah. That's not the one. And that's not the one. Oh, now I'm going to really fuck up my thing. Okay, cool. Not mad at me yet.
I was watching the Many Loves of Dobie Gillis.
Ah!
And remember when Bob Denver left the show, they had to get his cousin, Jerome Krebs?
No.
Yeah, it's only for two episodes. It was
I'm not a
Michael
big student.
Michael J. Pollard was Jerome.
Oh, be darned.
And
I
kind of
remember reading
and,
something about that.
Yeah, I looked it up on IMDb, and they said that in the show, Maynard was drafted and had to go into the Army. Yeah.
Well, it was
in real life, he really was. Yeah.
Mm.
But then he got discharged. They didn't accept him for some kind of medical thing. He claimed there's something wrong with his neck, or he got out of it. So it was only.
So
for
is that
two
why
episodes.
They put them in the Army?
Yeah.
After
that?
That
was it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. So they said they kicked him out of the Army because he was Maynard on the show. That's all. So they wanted him out.
Yeah. Well, that was like they weren't going to send Gomer Pyle to Vietnam. You know, he was the best and only recruitment device they had at that point, man. Orly Safer certainly wasn't bringing him to the recruitment center.
That's right.
Oy,
have
oy,
you ever
oy.
Seen a Bob Denver movie called Sweet Ride?
No.
He plays a beatnik hippie in that. They're living in a Malibu beach house and everything. They're all surfers and everything. He got drafted in that movie, and he got all dressed up in some kind of pink tutu or whatever. He had a pink poodle and went down to the recruitment office or whatever. So they didn't up him there either. That's
now, was that
movie,
a pre-Gilligan man. Movie? Pre-Gilligan?
That's interesting. I think it was.
Because, you know, like he at that point, he's getting typecast as Maynard. And then once he did Gilligan, forget about it. He was...
Gilligan for life. That's a shame, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he could have been a third thing. It was even funnier. And they,
who knows?
Give him a chance.
I mean, that Good Buddies wasn't all that good. Was that 15 episodes?
No. Irv Edelman. I used to watch that.
So did I.
That's not. Wasn't good. Wasn't good.
No.
Not a good setup. Maybe Avery Shriver instead of Herbert Edelman. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that went out.
Who knows? I don't know. All right, Ted, you want to bark?
Gilligan in outer space. There you go, Ted.
He's been wanting to bark for the last 15 minutes, man. He's a volcano of barking! Okay, and there they are, the Possum Lounge. Chicky Cheeks is here.
Chicky Cheeks, sweet house.
Got that right. I don't need that bucket anymore. I fixed the toilet, so if you want to come over, it's safe to take a leak or a dump, whatever you want, anytime.
Yep.
You can even wash your hands. Sink works. Just don't run the water too long because the pipe doesn't drain real quick, man. It's got... There's a pipe in there I got to get a professional to look at. Right, Ted? Right? Man, he's off on his cues. All right. What?
Or you can pee in the kitchen like Ted does.
Yeah, which he did today when I went to my gig.
All right.
He's like,
attaboy.
Oh, so happy you have some work there, dude. Let me take a leak. So you have something to mop up when you get home. Right? Yeah. Okay. There's Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Yes. And Ford Prefect is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's the first one in the lounge.
All right, Ford.
What about it? Okay. Thanks for coming. That was our Canadian contingent at the top of the top of the
where
loop.
They belong.
And happy Canada Day. I forgot to wish you happy Canada Day. Back on Canada Day. Right, Ted? Jeez.
Ted's into it.
You know, he's not on his he's not on his second win. He's on his 15th win. This dog will never die. Maybe I'd curse him by saying that. My God. Okay. Well, there he is, GTO Trenton.
GTO.
Strongest man on the internet. Thanks for coming, buddy.
GTO.
Right? Right, Ted? Okay.
There you go. Okay. Good voice.
And there's our old pal, Ope. Ope is here, Ted. You got nothing to say about Ope? Oh, okay. All right. And then take that, right? I wonder if dogs listening to this show know what Ted's saying when he barks. And they're like, this guy realized the fucking house is on fire? I mean, what kind of idiot is going on a podcast? Place is burning down.
Right, maybe Ted? Lucy understands what Ted's saying.
You're an idiot, Ted. Thanks for coming up. Oh. And finally, Son of Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking. Gumby 2. Ladies and gentlemen. And Ted. Here.
And Ted.
There you go, buddy.
And the Wonder Dog.
Shut up. Ow, man. Sometimes he barks so loud it loosens the wax deep down in my ears, you know, and it tickles. There they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Jack.
As the Beaver.
Got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been a mess where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these are gonna walk all over you. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying that when you ought to be changing, yeah. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
duty. Yeah, that goes out to all the jackbooted thugs, the unmarked federal goon squads that are now roaming Portland and other cities. Coming soon. I think they got Chicago. Somewhere else. Another city. With one of them radical liberal Democrat mayors. Man, I mean, you think about it. You think about these protests that have been going. They've been going on, man. You know. And there's no way. There's no way these things would have gone on as long as they have if they were violent. Okay?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They're not. The violence is perpetuated by these goons. Where I was going with that, but
are you there?
The handbasket. Anyhow, that was a great tune. Not to besmirch it. Robert Gordon, great tune, but yeah, that bugs, man. Oh, the other thing about cities. This creeped me the F out. Somebody recorded a private conversation with that one CDC lady that wears the scarf all the time.
Okay.
I can't think of her name. She goes out with Fauci. I mean, they don't go out together. They represent together. Good. And it was a private phone conversation, I'm not sure, between her and a group of mayors or governors or whoever these people were. She like listed the next 10 or 12 cities that are going to have a huge upswing in the corona, or as we now call it, the Coco.
Coco from Bobo.
Yeah, it's not a Coco, by the way, just to, not to veer off, but from now on, it's not the COVID-19, it's not the China flu, none of that. Coco. We're living La Coco Loco, baby. Coco.
The Craig Cray. It's the Craig Cray Coco.
The Coco.
From President Bobo.
But yeah. On the list of illustrious cities, Philadelphia?
Oh, good.
Not on there. No,
oh,
no,
not
on there.
Oh,
no, you
boy,
East Coast
shocked.
Fuckers got spared in this one, man.
Oh,
guess
okay.
Who's on that
all
list? Right
wow.
Here. Yours truly, man.
No shit.
Fucking Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, I know. We were
no
doing so
shit.
Good, too.
Boy, I'm surprised at that, man. I feel foolish.
I am,
right
too,
up there.
Because we've had good numbers, but I've looked around, and people aren't wearing a fucking masks like they should be.
We also here. I've noticed.
Pardon?
They are here where I am, but I'm north.
Yeah,
north
well, the East Coast got hit so bad. I think they got hit so bad. I think they got scared straight.
Yeah. Maybe
Jesus
that's it.
Christ, we're
good.
So,
good for us.
Yeah, but then then I had great news right before I heard that. The guy goes, "Hey, you want a 4-hour gig on August 8th? Sure, I'll take that." So it's outside. Thank God. I don't know if I take any indoor gigs the rest of the summer. Ted, get out of here. Oh, Philly was on the list. Now they're off. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was some list. She just was rattling off cities. Cleveland was one of them. Scary shit, man. So, yeah. Who knows? Maybe I never really wanted to turn 60, so it could be be a boon. Sorts. Prevent me from becoming a sexagenarian?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm too old for sexagenarians. Ted needs one more treat, and then I'm going to yell at him. So, let's interrupt this interesting show where I'm burping up my den like a crazy man.
Treat for Ted.
Where is it, man? We got a. I don't know. Maybe he's gonna. We'll see. We'll see. I'm gonna. You know, he's an old boy. I'm gonna make sure he feels wanted and loved. The rest of you can enjoy. Yeah, it's back in the thing. He's got no sense of smell anymore.
Oh,
here we go. With a word from our sponsor.
It's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on. Or worse yet, your car needs repair. That could mean a big surprise auto repair bill. Those repairs are more expensive than ever.
Damn it!
A new engine can be over $5,000.
Holy shit!
A new transmission over $4,000.
Are you shitting me?
That's why it's so important you call CarShield today.
I like CarShield because they were louder. They were literal, and they were slowly sharp.
I think everybody should have CarShield. Once your manufacturer's warranty is expired, why, you'd be dumber than a sack of doorknobs not to have CarShield. Jesus.
Now it's your turn to get the peace of mind that comes with having CarShield,
you
so you can
like
worry less about auto repairs. Call or go online right now to get CarShield for yourself. Friendly, knowledgeable, money-saving representatives are available 24 hours a day. So if your vehicle has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, just tell us the make and model of your car or truck and get an instant plan quote. In a matter of minutes, you can be covered.
I was elated that I had CarShield. I was more than happy.
It's no fun when your car's broke and you don't got any money because, you paid that premium to CarShield and you can't afford to get your car fixed.
Here's how CarShield works. When your car needs repair, you take it to your favorite mechanic or even your dealer, and CarShield gets them paid directly. That's why CarShield is America's premier auto protection provider.
The best thing to fear is CarShield when something is going to go wrong with your car, because it will. And CarShield is just the best thing to go wrong with your car.
My experience with CarShield is that they every time I need them.
If my car breaks down, I can launch on CarShield to get Emerald Server. CarShield definitely has got me.
Now it's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from sky-high auto repair bills. Call now for a free and instant protection plan quote. It's only a matter of time.
Pull the string. CarShield.
Most excellent, man. They're a good sponsor.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
what a worthwhile product that is.
So neat.
Yeah. That commercial is on. I see that three times a day, even if I don't turn the TV on. That's how fucking persuasive that thing is. Pervasive. Fucking God. I'm not going to buy it ever, okay? Never, ever, ever. Oh, quit, take it off, please. For the love of all that's holy. I saw something pretty impressive. It's like really mundane, I guess, but when I saw it, I wrote it down. It was Sunday. It might have been Saturday. It was weekend day. And there was a rental truck across the street. I don't know what, I can't remember what, but not a commercial carrier, a rental truck, van. And it stopped in front of the house across the street. And I go, what the fuck's that doing there, you know? And then I'm looking for a minute, and this guy comes, you know, jogging out of the front of the house, jumps in, and, oh, delivering a package, you know? There's a package there on the porch. He drives up like two houses down, stops the van, jumps out, delivers another package. And he's marked, you know, what is it? Amazon.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, I'm looking at this, what goes on here, and I go, no wonder that fucking Bezos guy is the richest man in the universe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. How efficient is that?
Uh-huh.
of all the orders of shit that comes through there, and they have two, and they manage to logistically have one driver deliver both packages.
Yeah.
I just thought that was impressive.
Yeah. I just got a package from Amazon. I got headphones. I got that Peacock on my laptop. They have movies on there I haven't seen in years, you know, for free. So I need headphones to listen to it. So. And not only that, but you get it cheap because I got an Amazon credit card I do my food shopping with. And they give you bonus points for that.
Another great service,
like
this man. And I don't begrudge him being the richest guy in the universe. But you know what I do? You know what does piss me off?
What's that?
Amazon didn't pay a dollar in tax last year.
Oh, Jesus. See that?
Because of Herr Gropenfuhrer's tax cuts for the corporations. That I don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they had taxed the shit out of Amazon, taxed the shit out of Jeff Bezos.
I still haven't gotten my tax refund. I don't know what's going on there.
They could take that money and they could, like, I don't know, give it to me.
There you go. Give it to somebody.
Right there would be, you know, putting it to some use.
Because,
you know, I really know a good scotch when I see one these days.
Yeah, and you can
so
get
I'm not gonna...
expensive the good treats. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I spare no expense for my dog, sir.
Government still owes me
$1,300. Amazon is awesome.
Yeah.
Huh, you didn't get your tax return yet, because Gigantor got his. Gigantor got his check.
I put mine in February.
Wow. I filed his on April
15th. She goes on the site. Yeah, my sister goes on the site, and it says processing right next to it. So at least I'm not forgotten. But it's been that way for about 4 months now.
Wow. You probably use the dough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, at least it'd be safe to have.
Oh,
it'd be nice to have.
GTO, if you're still listening, sir, I will reveal the greatest movie I've seen in a long time that I didn't say what it was Monday night.
Okay.
And this is for you too, Gumby. Especially, I was thinking of you, and I saw this, and I went, man. Because, you know, I know you're not a fan of the superhero movies. So far, there's only been one that I would recommend to you at all, and that would be Thor Ragnarok, because it was funny. But this movie here was the tits. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange,
man. Wow.
That's the name that Chris Lambert wanted to use. It was originally going to use.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about him.
Yeah.
Too long ago. Yeah, that movie kicked all ass. It's not a superhero movie. It's a weird, trippy special effects freak out, man. Good story too. But the special effects are insane. It was really fun.
I still want to see that Alan Arden one. What was it, Captain? Alan Arkin one, where he was an alcoholic superhero that they brought out of retirement to go get Christopher Lee was the villain. It was a musical. Captain Fabulous, Captain Fantastic, I forget. Love to see that. I've seen clips of it. I posted clips of it. I'll put it on Grenache.
You know I drink, sir. I mean, let's make that clear.
Hey, you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Oh, no.
Yeah. What are the odds? Well, in keeping with our goon theme.
Okay.
Hey, man, when you posted the Boots song,
because
that was one of Gumby's, were you thinking goons?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Because that was serendipity doo-dah, I thought.
It did fit in there. The return of Captain Invincible.
Return of Captain Invincible. Well, there you have it, folks. Stream that on a service near you.
If you can find it. I've been looking for it for years.
Another weird thing was, Bogey sent me a text today, and he said, there's a movie on Pluto called Goon. Check it out.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I didn't tell him tonight's show was Goons.
You see that? Everyone's got Goons in their mind.
Including the 3 minutes.
Okay.
More Goons.
What, no? Ladies and gentlemen, Unchained Melody.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. Hmm.
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
McDonald's French fries.
There it is. There
dude,
it is.
And get your cue, dude. Your cheeky cheeks nose. Cheeky cheeks nose. All right. Here we go. All right, let's do the COVID roundup first, okay? Get that out of the way.
Sure.
Oh, there's some interesting tidbits. This is one for the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Uh-huh. Bishop Enrique Sorjas de Costa of Palmares.
Okay.
A conservative Catholic bishop from Brazil claimed that COVID-19, well, the COCO, was a sign of God, quote, sign of God, unquote. And he is now dead from the virus. Moving right along. This is kind of good, fun. I don't know, good news, but interesting, fun news. According to this study, during the COCO pandemic, I'm also, uh-huh. We've already have universally pretty much agreed it's going to be the COCO from now on.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm thinking instead of, I've done so much day drinking over the last 4 months. I really think we should change it from pandemic to bendemic, like bender, you know, like a bender, endemic.
All right, bendemic. That works. That works as well.
I don't
know,
the bendemic. Yeah, but the COCO. Anyways, LSD use as well as my day drinking is on the rise. And they figure, like, you know, people want to escape reality. Yeah.
That is shit.
I don't know how they figured this out.
Yeah.
I mean, what do they do? Every week do a poll? Hey, you taking any LSD this week? Meh.
I didn't know, anyone was doing that.
No shit.
Yeah.
And it's mainly people with college degrees doing this. So this is like, you know, people that are like in their ropes and just figure, what the fuck, you know.
They want an alternative life. God bless them.
Yeah. Okay, then there it is. Got the statewide mask thing in Ohio. Not that that's gonna really help at this point. Oh, and finally, good news. This is, we went from bad to better to good. A study says, and this is what, you know, I should knock off the day drinking because I've got a good chance of making it through this pandemic if I play my cards right. This study says that marijuana may prevent the spread of the COCO. So,
yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
So. That and Kratom. So you.
They did
survive.
Mention that possibly Kratom could also be.
There you go.
It
was drug.
On the, yeah.
The cure-all.
Awesome news.
That's all right, I believe it.
All right, okay, now you go. This kind of topic I'm almost sick of. The, you know, in lieu of the Black Lives Matter backlash and everything, how they're changing the names of shit. You know, like, Aunt Jemima and whatnot. Well, this Trader Joe's. I don't. You ever been to a Trader Joe?
No. Never in my life.
Okay. Me neither.
Actually,
but I guess
yeah,
they
I
have.
Know
the...
What I did? I did in Massachusetts. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so they're on the East Coast too. I thought that was just the West Coast, but I don't know. I've never seen one.
Yep. And Derek goes to one all the time. So, yeah, it's definitely in the Massachusetts area.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Trader Joe. Well, they have a good reputation, and they keep their prices down. And one of the ways they keep their prices down is by selling their own brands of products. Right?
Uh-huh.
You follow me?
I'm following.
So, when they do like their own brand of Chinese products, Chinese food, they call it instead of Trader Joe's, they call it Trader Ming. Trader Ming's.
Okay.
And then, like, Middle Eastern products, they call it Arabian Joe's. Arabian Joe's. And then Mexican stuff is, of course, Trader Jose.
Trader Jose.
Well,
I got you.
Yeah, so some some fucking pimply faced teen started a fucking thing, you know, I have a petition to stop them from branding things
you
with racist overtones.
If you may recall, this is the second time Trader Joe's gotten in trouble for that kind of stuff.
No way. You tell.
Yeah, they
advertise.
They advertise white beaten shirts, white beater shirts.
Oh,
you know those
yeah.
T-shirts? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was Trader Joe.
That was Trader Joe. Yep.
That bastard. Oh man.
He's just trying to be a regular Joe, and that's how we thought.
He's just trying to be
a regular Joe.
Hey,
you know?
He
yeah.
I don't think he means nothing. I don't think he means nothing by any of that. Trader
he's
Jose
a regular
or
guy.
None of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of like Trader Jose.
I'm not. You know, I think. Honestly, we got a lot of problems in this country, United States of America, planet Earth.
Exactly.
And Trader Joe's is not even on fucking. It's not on the list. Not on the. Forget about Trader Joe.
Yeah.
You know.
Derek likes fish. Your boxed wine. That's true. He's into that.
Yeah. Oh wait, I guess this is old. My next story was going to be Kanye West drops out of the 2020 presidential race. But I think he dropped back in. I think he dropped back in, though, since that article.
All right, I'm voting this year, baby.
Well, I think that's like his hip-hop agenda. He's going to jump into the race, jump out of the race, jump into the race, jump out of the hip-hop. Hip-hopping around all over the place. Okay. All right.
Please tell me Smiley's still on the ticket.
Smiley?
That Austin guy.
The who?
The Austin guy, whatever the fuck his name is.
Joel Osteen. Yeah. Oh, jeez. That guy. Man, I wouldn't get
right
anywhere
there,
near him. I wouldn't get anywhere near him. Because if there is a god, a bolt of lightning going to strike that motherfucker dead on
him. Or if I have to
he
have
probably
a
wears
in my hand.
He wears big rubber soles, man. Big rubber soles.
Something protecting his ass.
All right. Oh, here we go. Hope says they have cheap alcohol at Trader Joe.
Nice. There you go.
All right, here it is. This is pretty controversial. I mean, I don't like to stir up the pot. I like to smoke it, but not stir it up. This Mirror article, the headline, I was like, whoa, hold it. Made me, you know, stop and whoa. It says, never, never add milk to your scrambled eggs. This is how you should cook them. Are you shitting me?
I always put a little bit in, not much, a little bit in.
A little bit of milk.
A little bit of milk,
not
baby.
A lot.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of milk.
Why did I say that?
Nice. They're saying that the milk makes it rubbery, makes your eggs rubbery. So add some butter to your
butter
to your pan, but leave out the eggs. Keep them moving and folding with a spatula until slightly runny but bound together, and then take them off the heat and let them cool. And you'll have a much better texture. Well, you know what I think that is? I think that's bullshit. I think that's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
If it makes it rubbery, I like it fucking rubbery. So there you go. Fuck
that. But I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say, put milk in your eggs. What are you, stupid?
Yeah.
Get Cashield. Because if your warranty runs out, you're a fucking jackass if you ain't got Cashield.
You sound just like one of those customers in the commercial. You know that?
you know, when your car's broke.
That's the guy.
Everyone's all for you putting milk in the scrambled egg, Commodore.
All right. We have a consensus. Yeah, somebody's being too picky, Ford says. Yes.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
I think that's what... That's, you know what that is? That's the anti-dairy. That's the anti-milk guy, you know?
Put a little scotch in your scrambled eggs.
Yeah, milk just and scotch. You know, you got to... Don't be scotch. You know, put the milk in there. Yeah. Man, no, the scotch don't mix with nothing except Drambuie. And I have a bottle of Drambuie, but I haven't made one yet. You can make a rusty nail out of that.
Well, Drambuie in your scrambled eggs.
That's maybe like some Drambuie.
There you have it.
Isn't that one of the Pigeon Sisters? The double Drambuie?
Was that? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Is everybody happy?
Yep,
they gotta love having it right at your fingertips, man. You know, right? Power, drunk with power and beer.
Yes,
man. That damn milestone. Whatever that. I think it's the bait. He got in that thing, man. He was half in the trap when it went off.
He wanted that. He wanted that goo.
I think he went quickly. Poor Ricky. We'll remember him well. We should dedicate last Monday's program. Dearly departed, Ricky the Mouse.
It's a 15-minute program.
Yeah. No way, you know, he was a small mouse. He wasn't that big.
Yeah.
He was smart, though.
Who's a smart ass?
Smart cookie. Man, he laughed at four traps before I got him.
See, he got cocky. Didn't,
you know, I think it was the bait, man. Oh yeah, Chicky Cheeks. I'm sorry. I'm gonna try though. I did make this pledge, Chicky Cheeks, that I will use the bait in a live capture trap next time I get a mouse. And I'll try to spare them. Because I don't like killing.
Very humane. Very humane.
It's gross, man. You know. No, he wanders in because I leave the door open for the dog. It's not his fault. He's a fucking mouse. You know.
How long is a mouse lifespan?
It couldn't be more than a year or two. Jeez. Possums only live 5 max, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe just a season.
You didn't rob him of much.
No, actually, he'd already gone through my porn collection and drank half of my scotch. So I
see that. He lived a full life.
Yeah,
right there.
It was,
all
right. He had a good run. He really had a good run.
R.I.P. Ricky.
Dude.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Brother Bellis in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights flash out from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, dinner just hides the eyes. Policeman taps the shades, just got a Chevy 69. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Me of Jim Carroll, the old Jim Carroll song.
Ope was hip to that. Ope's hip though to a lot of weird.
Yeah,
music.
Ope knows this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, he knows some weird shit now.
Uh huh.
And some of them personally, which is
that's right.
Very cool.
He's a hip cat.
I know one of the Hellroys. That's about it.
We gotta bring back some Hellroys. Think you must have new
yeah, I'd like
now,
to
right?
get him to come on the show and, you know, say something stupid or you know, hang out or whatever. I don't know.
They had this one ad on Facebook going through all the time. They must have boosted it big time.
Yeah.
Every
yeah,
time I turned
little...
it on, that popped up. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get to the point where it's like, I don't want to see this anymore.
Yeah, they must have sunk some money into that boost. That was all over.
The only one I see repeats for is my own page where it says, hey, give us more money, everybody will see this.
Yeah,
yeah, and then everybody exactly. will be sick of me, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm cool. I'm cool. Yeah.
Should have boosted your green onion, man, your stuffed green onion. I didn't need it. That went.
Hey, man,
that
did you see my tomato? My tomato is gathering steam over there.
See that?
You wait. Now I got a whole shitload. They're all fucking huge, but they're green. I'm gonna get a day next week or so where I'm gonna get like four or five of them motherfuckers coming due in one day, and I'm gonna have both hands, and I'll take the picture with my teeth, and I'll blow up the internet. I'm gonna blow up the internet that day.
Well, good
it's
stuff.
Gonna be like a big explosion.
There you go. There's that guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry. I didn't have enough time. You know, it came over me. I didn't have time to cover my mouth or anything. So I just, like, you know, blew chunks all over the whole audience.
And Dave,
hope you don't mind.
The cocoa virus. Hey, thanks for the
cocoa.
The idea. That mantra idea for the person, woman, man, camera, TV thing.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, ever since...
When you wrote that's your new mantra, I automatically thought of Jeff Goldblum and Andy Hall. As soon as I read that, that clicked immediately.
I chanted
for about an hour last night before bed, and I woke up today with the biggest heart on. It was no offense, but you know, it really it brought back my chai and my libido all at once. And my chew. Had some chew.
Thank
in
you,
there.
Chew. There you go. Get the job done.
Good stuff, man. You don't want to wear it out, though.
Gives you a chubby.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
He thinks he passed the greatest test of all. He thinks the guy, he's brilliant.
Okay. Since you brought it up.
Okay, all right.
Now, as we all know, if you're a rational adult, you realize this is a test to test an elderly person's cognitive ability.
I had to take one.
Did you really?
Yeah.
For
and
what
the
purpose?
Thing where I kept, I forget why, I had to take some kind of, when I passed out, when I had that heenie.
I was going to say, when you had
wrong.
Your heenie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dig. Okay.
Now, I took it on a computer. And I memorized, and I had the five things memorized in order, and everything was perfect at the end. The only thing where I was having trouble with is the clock. You know, it's been so long since we've seen a regular clock. It's been so long since we've seen a face clock.
Oh.
We're digital now.
I got them all over the house.
Do you, Roy? But you had to, you had to kind of click to where the arrows should be when they give you the time and everything. And that was driving me nuts for some reason. I just couldn't. I think I got close, but didn't really hit those. But the five things that you remember and they come back to, I nailed that. Yeah.
Serious. I'm sorry, serious. I don't know if that was a joke. I'm sorry. I ditched your comment. Whoever you are, Richard Sniffer. But
Richard Sniffer. What happened to him?
I don't know. He said like his show's offensive. I was like, no, it isn't. Tits. Who doesn't like tits?
Yeah, I
Come
know,
on.
Man.
Hey, man, Christmas. Give me a break on that one.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, and don't add milk to your scrambled eggs. Come on, I know that was a little bit offensive.
That must be it.
Oh no, I was getting okay. Where I was going with that. When you say tits, man, you know, like everything else goes out of your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about tits. Uh-huh. You know, I hate that.
That's what I'm thinking about now.
The test is a cognitive test that you give to somebody that you're, like in your case, you had a brain thingy, and they went, dude, are you all there? You know, are you cool?
Yeah.
And that's why they gave it to you. Well, if I recall, and he said, oh, you know, somebody said to me I should take this test, so I said, okay, I'll take this test. No, I'm pretty sure they administered that test that one day when he checked into the hospital. You remember that?
Which
checked
day
into Walter that? Reed on a Sunday, and it was real hush-hush, and it was just, and then he said afterward, he said, oh, that was just, I just wanted to get part of my checkup done ahead of time. So that's what I was doing over there.
Okay.
That's when they administered that test. I think he had a stroke.
Maybe. That's why I had that weird
I think he
stance.
Had a stroke that day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you're on to something.
I don't know, man. I'm not saying that because I don't like the guy. I hope he didn't have a stroke. I hope nobody has a stroke. Right. But to me, why else would they administer that test? You just had a stroke, Chief. Yeah. Point to the horsey. You know, so I think that's how it goes. Isn't it?
I like the way you just thought of it now. Oh, I took that test.
Yeah, well,
it gets harder at
good
the
luck.
End.
Yeah, it does get harder. Well, good luck with that, Richard Sniffer.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to have a.
Uh-huh.
No, say psychosis, yeah. No, but I meant like a goal or something to believe in. Yeah.
Now, that I find offensive, Richard Sniffer. Let's get back to tits.
Yeah. Enough about Dick. Let's talk about
Yeah.
Time for poker!
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Sniffer. Ooh.
There you go.
I got my cocoa test back today, and well, it's not good news. So, you there, Gumby?
Yes.
You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
Ungodly. That'll be the name of next week's show. I'm sorry. You'll have to tune in next week for Possum Hour, Friday Night Possum, number 337, Ungodly.
Yeah, I like it.
We're the Joe Fingerfuck Joe fan club.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll show both sides.
When we're not like stroking off over pictures of Hillary Clinton, we're endorsing checks from George Soros over here, man. This is Libtard Central, baby. You've entered the dark side now.
Sam
You'll probably
Skippy.
Start rubbing Sam off.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you'll join a union or something. Yeah.
West Austin, 2020, baby.
No, I quit smoking, 9 years ago? Almost 9 years ago. Thank you for your concern, though.
Nice.
Yep. 9 years this November. I am drinking heavily, yes.
But, oh, yeah. You got to have a voice.
Gave up the butts, man.
Yeah.
Best move I ever made. Saving. At the time when I quit, I did the math, and it was at that point $3,000 a year I was spending on cigarettes. Ay, ay, ay.
God damn.
Three big ones. And that's almost 10 years ago, so it's probably twice that now. Everything else has doubled.
That's why you can't afford your Maury Amsterdam joke books now.
Well, that's my retirement. My Maury Amsterdam memorabilia. Yeah. I'm counting on that because, everything else is devalued, man. Crazy. except, and the thing is, it's like I kind of resent the kids a lot. Because, if it wasn't for them, I'd have no qualms about getting that reverse mortgage. Fuck them.
Uh-huh.
But now, I get the kids. They're gonna expect something when I croak. I don't want to be a total dick and just fuck you. Yeah, you can have the house if you want to pay off the reverse mortgage. Blame Tom Snyder, Tom Selleck, and Tom Snyder.
You're leaving them a whole museum over there, though, man.
All
the shit you got.
The house is worthless. It's the treasures inside.
There you go. There you
that's
go.
Not. Oh, that's not a picture of Auschwitz. That's a picture of a German POW camp. And that's what they used to call a goon tower in the old days. You'll be seeing those in the internment camps that their Gruppenführer is building now. When the, they got to put those people that they whisk away without charges somewhere.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. That's a goon tower, man. Watch Stalag 17. Really funny movie. Cool movie, too. Molson Canadian.
Oh, water.
Yeah, at a femur camp.
Underground.
I've been to femur camp. I was at femur camp last summer, and we made like hot pot holders for our moms.
Yeah.
And then, like at the end of femur camp, we realized, man, all our moms are like long passed away. That was really a waste of time.
What were you making for them?
I was making them for my mom, and then like I got like a half dozen.
I didn't hear what it was.
Hot
like you
pot
said
holder.
Hot pot.
You weave the pot holders. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Your mom loves them. And then you realize, geez, mom died.
I love that shit. Yeah.
15, 20 years ago. The fuck's going to happen now?
Nobody else uses them.
Life is so fucking complicated, man.
Ain't it, though?
Read a book. Believe in science.
Soldier on.
Yeah. Don't be so touchy.
Winner.
All right, everybody. Thanks for coming. And say goodnight, gang.
Goodnight, gang.
Goodnight, gang. Energize! It's been a while since we had a troll in the old Possum Lounge.
Well, we'll be getting them now. We're number four.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. So they'll be popping in from time to time. But I think that worked well.
Yeah. You know what? I hadn't missed them, though, at all. And I don't want to tell everyone to go fuck themselves. You know,
let them stay.
I think I'm going to look for a go fuck yourself t-shirt. Just wear that and maybe.
Oh, they're out there, Commodore. They're out there.
Yug. All right, man. Good show tonight, Mach Show. Mach Show.
Fun time. Fun time.
All right, man. Well, hopefully we'll see you Monday. Pandemic or bendemic, considered.
Coco.
Watch out for Coco.
The bug are loose, the bug are loose. We're in the air and everywhere. Flying high, flying loose, flying free as a summer breeze. The bug are loose, the bug are loose. We're climbing high and diving low. Through the sky, across the land, straight to you with a helping hand. Ready with a helping hand. You ever need the buggaloos, the buggaloos. We're in the air and everywhere, flying high, flying loose.
Don't forget the right. Like we love to hear from you.
The buggaloos, the buggaloos. Climbing high, flying free.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Got that right.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!